we highlighted that there are two sugyas, two passages really, one in the Bavli, one in the Yerushalmi, which get a lot of attention in terms of understanding what, practically speaking, Nesina means. So we talked about conceptually what Nesina means, but especially understanding that it does not seem to be about a kinyan per se. Maybe there's a kinyan that comes along with it, but it certainly does not seem to be, at a minimum we can say, it's not identical with kinyan. So where does kinyan fit in? So let's say you have something that's a kinyan, but does not seem to be the physical act of Nesina. So would that work? So the two passages I told you specifically to look at was, on the one hand, the Bavli, the story of the Shchiv Meira, who was advised to arrange for his wife to acquire a real estate where the get was in and acquire through that, and also a passage in the Yerushalmi. And they were both highlighted as relevant here. So the Bavli, the point that she acquires is through her residence. So you could have thought that this is a Agav kinyan. But, and that's indeed, by the way, I should mention, that's indeed how Rashi puts it. I mentioned that yesterday, that that's midin Agav. But the Ran and the Rashba, who asked on this for various reasons, so they understood it as a kinyan chatzer. And a kinyan chatzer has a special advantage here, because it's not really a kinyan chatzer, but it is, which exists on its own, but it is a get acquisition chatzer, because we have the chiddush of Yad, which comes to tell us that it's her domain, not just her physical hand, and that includes a chatzer. So therefore, the chatzer works, and gita v'chatzer bo'in ke'echad, so she's able to acquire it that way. So this was a topic of dispute, which apparently the Rishonim are addressing here, is should we say that, yes, it's not exactly a kinyan, but there is a kinyan mechanism that's functional anyway. And so whatever is actually happening might be something different, but the way it happens could be through standard kinyanim. And there are some who understood, among them Rav Shlomo Eger, that this was the question in the Yerushalmi. That the Talmud Yerushalmi, which by now you've just got a chance to see, right, the passage in the Yerushalmi which talks about writing a get on the horn of a cow, and then let's say she would do a meshicha, she would use a lead to pull the cow to her. So would that create an effective transmission of a get? So the Gemara, the Yerushalmi there, does not conclusively answer that question. So what is at the core of that question? What's that question about? So a number of Acharonim, such as Rav Shlomo Eger, as a tshuva about this, assumes that that's the suffix, that here you have a kinyan that's maybe a different kind of kinyan that you normally would have. So is that enough to say, okay, that's what a get requires, you transmit it through a kinyan, and that should be effective. So just to now share with you what some of the positions are and some of the back and forth. So one statement is from the Torah's Gittin. The Torah's Gittin was written by the very prolific author of the Nesivos. The Nesivos, and we know the Nesivos as being, among other things, the Bar Plukta with the Ksos Achoshen, the frequent interlocutor and debate partner, essentially, of the Ksos. But one significant difference between them is that the Nesivos, Rabbi Yaakov Lorbaum of Lisa, was far more prolific. He has many, many svarim. The Ksos is known for 3 svarim, as we talked about a little bit recently. But the Nesivos has many, many, many svarim. So among them is the Sefer Torah's Gittin. So in the Sefer Torah's Gittin, he writes that other kinyanim that are not connected to Yad do not work for a get, such as a kinyan sudr, which is another word we use for chalipin. So, for example, that's one of the kinyanim that you see visually very often if you go to a wedding, or if you witness mechiras chametz taking place. So there is a transaction that's done with a handkerchief, let's say. That's why they call it a sudr. It's another word for it. It's also known as the kinyan chalipin, and there are actually different versions of it historically. We mentioned yesterday that the Gemara says that that does not work for kedushin, and that's a whole sugya of why it doesn't work for kedushin, because kedushin should have a broader menu of things that work, because that is about a kinyan, but for its own reasons, sudr is excluded from kedushin. So here he says also it's excluded from get as well, as is agav. And he makes reference to the Gemara of Rabbi Basra, Daf Kuf and Aleph, which I also gave you to look at, where the Gemara seems to say straight out that get lav bar kinyan. You saw that Gemara? So there, you could say this is settling it there. It tells you right away, get is not about kinyanim. So why is there anything left to talk about? So we'll see a little bit how that phrase could be interpreted in different ways, but that's how the Nesivos is taking it, that a get is not subject to kinyan, and therefore these kinyanim, which are not connected to either the physical reality of a hand or that which we have included through the language of Yad, they don't work. So no Suter, no Agav, nothing like that. And he then adds, though he says it seems to him, that Meshicha and Hagvah, those do work for a get. And that essentially is some subjectivity here, but Meshicha and Hagvah are a little bit more intuitive kinyanim, that they're about the acquirer actually picking up or bringing closer the item. So he understands that that is included in Yad. So therefore, while there's some room to be nostalgic about those, and maybe that's what Yerushalmi is getting at, but the Torah's Gittin assumes that these are included in Yad. And then he adds an important qualifier there, which is very interesting, and his language is Nir Lefiyani Zdaiti Didavka Kishimegarish Britzona Mahani Kinyan Hagba Umeshicha, which is very interesting that there should be different paths of transmission, assuming whether this is a willing divorce or not, which itself opens up the door to all kinds of issues. But what he's essentially saying is that if she is a willing participant in this process, so then she can choose to do Hagbah and Meshicha, which is going to be contingent on that being the case, that she is willingly participating. So then they work. Davka v'Ritzona, so then you can use Meshicha or Hagbah. Now, it's also interesting that in the Sefer Nesivos HaMishpat, he may have reversed himself on this, because there, it sounds like he says the Hagbah does not work for a get. So that's as far as the unclarity of the position of Rabbi Yaakov of Lisa, of the author of the Nesivos. But essentially, so what's the position basically? That when it comes to transmitting a get, it's really all about Yad. So some kinyanim are connected to get to Yad, and some are not. And therefore, if they're completely not connected, like Agav or Suder, then it's not going to work. And there's some ambiguity as to what is and what isn't included in Yad. So Hagbah and Meshicha, maybe that's the difference where he changes his mind. Maybe yes or maybe not. And this detail about there being a distinction between whether it's willing or not, a very interesting distinction also that might be relevant. So here the Tshuvas Chelkas Yoav. Chelkas Yoav is a sefer written by Rabbi Yehoshua Weingarten, who was one of the Talmidim of the Avinezer. The Avinezer, the great Zoch Shavar Rebbe, had a few notable Talmidim who were also Mechavrim. So one of them was the Chelkas Yoav. Chelkas Yoav was also well known for having written a small section in the back of the Sefer called the Kavya Dekashesu. If you're familiar with that, I'm selling it at the farm sale. So the Tayolas on the once upon a time, I think I got mine at my farm sale wages. But it's a huge safe. So the Chalkas Yoav wrote a list in the back of his sefer called Kavi Dekashesa, Kava Gematria Kuf Bez Aleph is 103. So it's a list of 103 hardest questions that nobody can answer. So of course, if you write something like that, what would you call that? It's a dare, basically. Right? So you can imagine the reaction. So many people wrote Svarim saying, oh, I can answer this and I can answer that. So there are all kinds of other gematria likely titled Svarim that have responses to however many of the Kavya Dekashesas they feel they can answer. And more recently, there's a absurdly prolific author by the name of Rabbi David Mandelbaum, who's written just a tremendous amount. So he collected all the answers that anybody wrote to these questions, and also he generated a few others by writing to other Mechavrim. And now this five-page thing in the back of the Chelkas Yoav is a massive three-volume sefer that's this high and this wide, and so it's good for this farm sale. And so that was also provoked by the Chelkas Yoav. So Chelkas Yoav, in his Tshuvas, he says, he thinks that all kinyanim work with Yid, with the one exception of Kinyan Sotah. And it's interesting because, again, in Kiddushin, we saw that singled out as an exception. And he understands that to be the reference, I just said a minute ago, that the Gemara in Bava Basra, which seems like it could have settled the whole story, but is a little bit ambiguous. So the Gemara in Bava Basra on Tufkan Aleph Mitbeis, which has that Lashon, Lav Bar Kinyan Hu, so that's not actually necessarily settling the whole issue. But rather, that is referring specifically Kinyan, actually itself is ambiguous, because in some texts, Kenyan actually is a reference just to Kenyan Sutter. So apparently you could read that Gemara then as saying that just Sutter is excluded, Chalifin is Sutter from, is excluded from Get. And the reason is because that's specifically a business tool. So this is something which has been incorporated into the world of Kenyanim as a function of business. Now, it's very interesting why. There's a whole, again, maybe it's more of a Kedushin Sugya, we can come to it in different contexts, but the nature of Kenyan Sutter really is that it is symbolic of barter. That instead of, you could use Kesef to transact, or you could also trade items, we call barter. And Sutter is essentially symbolic of that, and there were different forms of Kenyan Sutter. The way we have it nowadays is that it's just lifting up a handkerchief, but basically that's what it is. It comes to represent the idea of trading one item for the next, and there's a lot of fascinating lumdus that comes along with that. So it could be that's specifically a business thing. That's not a normal way of just transferring property from one to the next, but that is specifically a business tool. So if you're going to use the language of Nesina by a get as opposed to Masu Matan, so then Sutter doesn't really fit. But other Kinyani Torah, says the Chalkis Yov, that works for a get. And his language is V'nasan biyada haynu lahaknos lo haget. What do we mean by V'nasan biyada? It means to give her the get through a Kinyan. Because, he goes on to say, if that's not the case, so how could it work, let's say, Hazare get lishto, if you throw a get towards a wife. So how is that going to be effective if there's no Kinyan involved? So he notes here that the opinion of the Hafla, we mentioned him in the past, the Hafla in his Sefer Tiksuba Sav Pevav, is that as long as the get gets to Rishusa, so then she is divorced, even without a Kinyan. So he says if that's the case, so that's going to be hard to say for various reasons. Among them, as he says, it means that then there's two different ways to get divorced. You could either use a Kinyan or something else. He says it doesn't make sense. His language is Otu Beis Mine Gitin Ksivu Torah. So you have, what, two different methods? We know that we don't have a tradition of two methods in order to effect a divorce. So therefore, it must be, he says, that it's not that it's one or the other, but it's all about Kinyanim, that any kind of Kinyan works, with the one exception of Kinyan Sutter. And therefore, that's the case as well. So that's what he writes. So then he goes on to say, he says, the language is Nirofin is Daiti Burun Shaldvarim Kahu, Dil Olav Ainsar Shisha Tizkebeget, right? The questions we started off with, the fact that it can come to her against her will and the like. So what about that? That seems to contradict the whole notion of requiring a Kinyan. So rather explains that yes, it's true. We do not require that the woman acquire a get as a Yisachiyah, as a Kinyan. But rather, what we're talking about is his language is pu'ulas hagerushin hu, b'masha habal makna lahaget b'kinyan. So the act of divorce is that the husband gives her a get with a kinyan, yihya eza kinyan shi'ya, o yad, o shar kinyan, whether it's yad or a different kinyan, whatever it is, that's the pu'ula of gerushin. Ha'isha miskareshes b'maisa hakinyan lo b'chalos hakinyan. That's very brisker terminology coming from a Safak Shavar Talmud. But you understand what that means? Right? What does that sentence mean? That the woman is divorced with a Maisa Kinyan and not with a Chalosa Kinyan. So what does that mean? Yeah?
Almost like it's key to like the action is like a Kinyan because there's some sort of transaction going on, but it's not defined as a Kinyan. It's not a Kinyan because it's Vinasin. So it's not a Kinyan, but it's key to a Kinyan. It's like the action of a Kinyan.
Yes, you basically wrote, just tweak one sentence, that the reason it's not a Kenyan is because we saw technical obstacles. That if you could work with an Isser Hana, if it could work against her will, those are two big things that don't seem to match with the notion of a Kenyan. So what's the problem there? The problem is that it doesn't have the chalos of a Kenyan. It's not going to kick in as a Kenyan. But the action that works here is the action of a Kenyan, even if it does have these technical problems. That would mean that it's not going to actually take effect as a Kinyan. Why? Ki ein sorech shetizke beget. There's no need, actually, that she should acquire it as far as property. And as we see, from the fact that it could be Surah Hana, as he emphasizes, just it is the Maisa Kinyan. So now, here's the question. So what about the Yerushalmi that we said before that seems to be raising this issue? So here he says that had the Nesafkele HaYushalmi. Right, so we said before, the Yerushalmi seems to be an open question on this issue, and yet the Chelkis Yov is sure about it. So is that a contradiction that according to the scholars of the Palestinian Talmud, they didn't know, and the Chelkis Yov, if he does know, is that a problem? So he says, no. Had the Nesafkele HaYushalmi beget in Kosovo Karen Shel Parav Hikmah Parav Nesira. So this question that the Gemara has about a get written on the horn of a cow that's being passed over to her, so if it works, why is that? Why is there a suffix? If I'm so sure, says the Chelkis Yov, why is there a suffix about this? So he says, if you look in the Rambam and the Poskim, you'll see that Mesira is only a Kenya Midrabanan. So maybe that is the question. That the Yerushalmi is saying, yeah, we know that all Kenyanim in general are good for a get. But what if it's not a Kenyan from the Torah? And the rabbis instituted it. So then that's an understandable suffix, right? Because get is described by the Torah. And it's a pretty his present question, pretty self-evident question. Well, even if I accept it, that means he's a Kenyan. But if the Kenyan didn't exist in the language of the Torah, it's something that Chazal came and added later. So that's what I want to know. Is that going to be affected? So that case in the Yerushalmi, which was presented by, let's say, Shlomo Eger and others, as being all about this question, is it effective for Kenyanim or not? So the Chelkis Yov says, no, it's not about that. We know that. We know Kenyanim work. The question is, what about Kenyan Midrabanan? So Kenyan Midrabanan, is that going to be effective or not? And even though the Ksos, the Ksos writes that a get does not need a Maisa, Kenyan at all, it only needs Nesina. And that's why he's able to explain the concept of Gita v'chatzer Rabbein Ke'echad. So says the Chelkis Yov to that, he says, L'dayitin sarichla, I don't think you have to say it like that. Because, yes, we do find Rabbein Ke'echad with Zechiah. So now just to break down the parts, if you recall that the Ksos had three or four foundations for his position. Like the idea that a get is not about a Kenyan. So among his positions, among the basis for this, was the Suri Hana issue, the Baal Korcha issue, but also to explain the din of Gita v'chaser Rebbein Ke'echa. Because, according to the Ksos, it doesn't work in general by a Kenyan Chatzah. You wouldn't have it happen simultaneously. So that was one of the basis for his positions. So says the Chelkis Yov, I don't think you're right about that basis. That it could be, there are times when Rebbein Ke'echa works for Zechiah as well, and he quotes a Tosfos here, and other views in Rishonim. And therefore, he doesn't agree that this premise is the case, that there's no need for a Zechiah when it comes to the get. And the fact that this issue we started with, that about Agav, that the Ramban, the Ran, the Rashba were saying that Kenyan Agav is not effective, and they were arguing in Rashi. So says the Chelkis Yov, that's not a proof either. Ein Shum Rayin Mizeh. First of all, the Harbe Poskim Sav the Kenyan Agav the Rabbanan. Maybe the reason is that even if you say Kenyanim work, but maybe Agav is the Rabbanan. So that goes back to the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Safik is about the Rabbanans, and Agav is about that also. And besides that, that could also just be the Ramban for his own reason, so he doesn't find that to be a fatal question. Okay, so far so good. Everybody with me? So what have we seen today to add on to the list? According to the Nesivis, only Kenyanim that work are Kenyanim that come from Yad. We're not sure about things like Meshicha and Hagbah, where there's a contradiction there. And he also offers that maybe it depends whether it is a willing divorce or not. And the Chelkis Yov takes a different position and says, really, all Kenyanim work. And the exception is Sudr, because that's its own world of business. And therefore, the fact that there's a Safek, or that there's a question in the Yerushalmi, is not because of Kenyanim in general, it's only because of rabbinical Kenyanim, and that may also be true about Agav, and that's why the Bavli has, or the way the Rishonim argue about the Bavli, may also have to do with the fact that maybe Agav is Rabbanan, and all of that is what is leaving room for Safek. But other than that, Kenyanim, Tzedi Chelkis Yov, should work. Eric?
I was going to ask about Agav, and Rebbe immediately answered my question.
There you go. So that could also be. There was a sefer called Primosha that was popular in my early yeshiva days. That was, I believe, the author is the don't know if he's still alive or not. The author then, I believe, was the Sholomation of Punavish, I'm not mistaken. So he writes that he thinks what's going on here is that he himself had written also regarding Kiddushin, that when it comes to Kiddushin, that even though we need a Maisa Kinyan there, such as Kesef and Shtar, but we know, like we said yesterday, right, Kiddushin is different and similar in some ways, that Kiddushin, yes, we know that their Kinyan is clearly invoked, but what did we say yesterday also as a key difference? That, yes, there's a Kinyan there, but it's not a normal Kinyan because you're not actually acquiring the woman. So what is the Dabar HaNiknes, if any, there? Or is there no Dabar HaNiknes? It's basically just the Kinyan is a tool to affect this in a different area. So when it comes to Kiddushin, Da'afte bo'ina ma'isa Kinyan, kigon kesef u'shtar, ach ein habir shekaina se'isha, it does not mean that you're acquiring the woman. Ella, rather, what? D'chadei li'acheda se'isha, bo'inan le'mepad b'tzura shel Kinyan. That when it comes to marriage, as we've been explaining it consistently, that the way we designate and set aside the woman for that purpose, one has to use a format of a kinyan. So too, here also, it seems when it comes to a get. What's the story of the get? The BMS ain't Haisha Kanuya Labal, right? Since the woman is not ready at this point, she's not the property of the husband, that's not what marriage is. But still, because Makom, Lahafgia es ha'ishus, in order to remove the status of marriage, bo'ina b'tzura shel kinyan, we need something that has the form of a kinyan. Ach vaday l'havi kinyan be'etzem. So this is not something that is actual kinyan, but has the format of the kinyan. Okay, so far so good. Everybody with me?
Who is this?
This was the pre-Moshe. The pre-Moshe, again, I haven't been following. I remember when I was your age, this was a popular sefer. He has in a number of things. He has a volume on Bris Mila, and he has a volume on Malachos of Shabbos, and a few other things. Very nice farm, organized very nicely and very comprehensive. I haven't seen any in the past few years, but he has a volume on Kinyanim. So the volume on Kinyanim, he talks about Gittin and Kiddushin, and he says that's actually similar, that despite whatever differences we've seen so far, but basically it's the same thing. Both of them look like a Kenyan without actually being a Kenyan. And they both have the format that you're supposed to use the tool of the Kenyan to accomplish the goal and in and out, into marriage and out of marriage, same kind of thing. You use a Kenyan format, but neither direction is it actually about the Kenyan. Okay? So far, so good. So here, Rav Nosson Gestetner, who was a great posek in Bnei Brak, the author of many svarim, he passed away about 11 years ago. So he refers to this Ran, that the Ran taking the position that Agav wouldn't work, and he uses this to explain the view of Rabbeinu Yerucham, which I put on your list also. Rabbeinu Yerucham is quoted in the Beis Yosef in Kuf Chof Dalet and Evan Ezer, commenting on the Gemara on Daf Chof Aleph in Gittin, that there the Gemara talks about, the Rava says, Kasav Laget V'nos B'biat Avdo. So let's say he puts the get for his wife in the hands of his Eved, and then he also wrote a Shtar Matana on the get. So that works. She acquires the Eved, and also she is divorced through that. And then the Gemara asks, well, but isn't this a Chatzar Mahalacha? So this is a walking Chatzar, and normally that should not be effective for a Kinyan, and the Gemara concludes that he must be tied down. So Rabbeinu Yerucham comments on this, that what if he actually wrote the get on the hand of the Eved, and then gave her the Eved, so there, he says, he would also still need that he not be moving, that he be tied down. And the Beis Yosef asks on the Rabbeinu Yerucham, says this idea that he should be tied down, that's because the only way the get was being transferred is through a Kinyan Chatzar. And we don't want the Chatzar to be a walking Chatzar, so we need him to be tied down. But if the get is him, if the get is on his hand, so then when she acquires the Eved with some other method of Zechiah, whatever it is, so then she should be divorced automatically. So what's Rabbeinu Yerucham saying? In that case, she also has to be tied down. So yes, you did get a question.
See, why does she acquire the Eved as well if the Shtar Matana? Like, is the Shtar Matana also Bankechad?
Or well, he's using the shtar in order to transfer the eved to her, and through that, through the transferring the eved, she's also receiving the get. So the question is, how is that happening?
Right, I'm saying how.
So apparently, it happens through the chutzir device of the get. But apparently, the Gemara says he has to be tied down because otherwise, it's a walking chutzir, and that's not effective for Kenyan. Hi.
So a walking chutzir, would that imply like a chutzir that's portable?
Yeah, movable. Type?
So if it's a chutzir, let's say she has an airship or a boat, and like it's a chutzir on that, then you're going to...
If it's actually moving, so maybe not. If it's not moving, then it would be the same thing. Sorry?
A car?
If the car was actually moving. So here, just to see a little further. So it seems like Rabbeinu Yochanan's view is like the Ran, that a get is not about a kinyan, but rather it's about Nesina of the Yada, or B'chatzera. So if that's the case, so yes, the Baal is transferring the Eved to her with the normal method of Zechiyah, but that's still not going to work for divorce purposes. Because even though, yes, she's acquiring the Eved, but still, when it comes to the get, it's not about Kenyan. You need the Nasa and the Yada, and that's missing. That seems to be Rabbeinu Yerucham's position, that we need to fix that part. So when it comes to Kosov al Yad Avdo, he gives her the Eved, who has it written on his hand. So that's because, since the woman acquires the Eved with one of the normal paths of Zechiyah, so then it comes out that the Eved becomes the Chatzer of the woman. And from that purpose, he's able to acquire the get midin chatzer. And through that, so that actually is considered a nesina ma'aliyasa. That's considered to be a normal nesina to her chatzer. But for that purpose, then you need kapos, you need him to be tied down, so as not to have this deficiency of a chatzer mahalachas. So then he says, but it's still a little difficult. Because the Rashba, as we saw from the beginning, the Rashba and the Ran were on the same team. The Rashba and the Ran both said it's not about normal kinyanim, and so Agav doesn't work, etc. But here we find you want to use the Ran to explain the Rabbeinu Yerucham. But here the Rashba has what to say, and the Rashba disagrees with Rabbeinu Yerucham. So what do you say about that? So Horus Nosson writes that this we could use the Torah's Gittin for. That specifically, Kinyan Agav is what doesn't work for get. And so that whole question of how to interpret the Rishonim saying that Kinyan Agav doesn't work, so why should that be? So either you could say it's because other Kinyanim don't work, or maybe it's something specific to Agav, which should be get lav bar Kinyan. That's phrased in the Gemara, that a get is not a bar Kinyan, maybe that also comes to exclude Agav. But Meshicha and Hagba, maybe those are still in the hands, in the category of Yad, still considered to be a hand, and therefore maybe that they do work. Okay. So, to say a little further, there's also a discussion about this in the Tshuva of the 3DH. The 3DH you're probably familiar with, from Montreux, Switzerland. Was a survivor of the Holocaust, hence the name of his Chuvis, Remnants of the Fire. And he discusses there the question of Kinyan Dalet Amos, that if the wife has a 4-amma range, so then whether or not she's going to acquire the get is going to depend whether the husband himself is within that range. So what's the issue there? So he assumes there it goes to the question of how to understand the Kinyan Dalet Amos. Is that a general kinyan, something similar to Meshich or Hagbah? Or maybe that defines a chatzer. Maybe that's the idea, that the four amos itself has a status like a chatzer, and it acquires through a chatzer. So he thought at that point was subject to a machlokus rishonim, and he brings various proofs to that effect. Okay, so far so good. Everybody with me? So Rav Shlomo Eger, the son of Rabbi Akiva Eger and his Tshuvas. So he writes that the other perspective we mentioned before, that he thought the whole Safek in the Yerushalmi was whether a normal Kenyan or an additional Kenyan should work for transferring the get, or do we say, no, V'yasim B'yada means general Kenyanim don't necessarily work. And he thought that the view of the Rashba and the Ran and our Gemara that said Agra doesn't work is that they thought that our Gemara was answering that question. And that's the basic principle. And that's how he understands what's going on. And that's the position that he takes. So, is there anything else you want to add from that? Okay. So far, so good. So, just to recap, so what have we seen? So, we've seen different views on what works for transferring the get. We've seen the view of Taurus Gittin, that only kinyanim that are connected to Yad, no Agav, and no Sutter, and maybe Mashiach on Hagbah, and maybe it makes a difference if you're willing. We saw the Chalkas Yoav, who says that no, kinyanim in general will work, and it's just an exclusion for Kinyan Sutter, because that's a business idea specifically. And the Safek in Yerushalmi is about Kinyanim Derabanan. And Kinyanim Derabanan may also be an explanation for Agav. Maybe that's also the reason there. And the idea of the Ktzos, that you don't need Zechia, he's not so sure that that's true. It could be that this does constitute a Zechia. And then we saw the Primosha, who says that basically Kiddushin and Gittin are parallel. They're both areas where you're not actually making a Kinyan, but you're doing something in the Tzura of a Kinyan in order to effect something else. And then we saw this discussion about the Rebbeinu Yeruchim that Tzernoski Shtetner has, that understands it also about being about the question of whether Kinyan and work, and the Sri Yesh bringing up the issue of Dalet Amos. And then we just mentioned Shlomo Eger, who puts it all back in the beginning and says it's all about whether kinyanim work in general, and that's the suffix of Yerushalmi. Okay, everybody with me? Is it good? So now let's get to a very practical issue, and we'll at least mention this today, and then that should really get us to the end. Maybe we'll have another hour or two, but basically where we wanted to go with this. So there is a pretty significant chumrah of Rabbi Akiva Eger, and this very much impacts how things are done. So, because of this issue, in terms of Kinyanim and Yad and the Nasan, so he understands that the language of the Nasan, which in some ways could have been more expansive by allowing for Chatzer and maybe, let's say, allowing for ineffective Kinyanim to also work, because you don't actually need a Kinyan, you need the Nasan and the Yada. But here he says he needs an additional factor. And he thinks that this is also relevant to the Safek in the Yerushalmi, in his understanding, that maybe the question is, when you're talking about Yad, do you need her literal hand? That if we are giving it to her hand, so is that considered to be a literal reference to her physical hand? Now, obviously a chatzer is not, but we had an understanding that chatzer was included. But once we are using her physical hand, so is it just about putting it in her hand, or is there a greater requirement? So therefore, what he is concerned about is, what, do you have a sense where this chumrah is going? So he says the suffix in Yerushalmi is, she takes the lead and she leads the animal, so it's in her hand. But how much of it is in her hand? The Torah says, "V'nasan biyada." Is that considered to be in her hand? So, does that help you guess where the chumrah is going?
Has to be something that she can physically hold.
Yes, and even more so. You're on the right track.
Physically pick up.
Well,
it has to all be in her hand.
Exactly. Right, as we got it, that it has to be completely in her hand. So that even though, as far as a kinyan would work, so here, just to quote some of the language. And he says, it's amazed, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, that this was not spelled out in the earlier generations. I'll read you a little bit of his language. He says, Kevan de Gilyan Haget Biyod of Akansa Kula Mahanya. So that's the question of Yerushalmi, so to pick up from here. Or maybe the other possibility is that what? The boy Shihei Haget Kulo Biyoda. That maybe we require the get should be entirely in her hands. The Chirish Bein Aydele Nizka Hadin. And it's appellate to me that this has not been spelled out earlier. That we require that none of the get should be peeking out from her hand. And even though if you give it to her to pick up, she acquires the whole get with this hagbah. Still, that does not count as being completely in her hands. And we have to be very careful about this. That if the get is on a very big parchment, that it's going to happen that then sometimes part of the get is above her hand and not completely in her hand. That's what he says, Tzarechi and Ladina. That's going to be a big problem. I'm not sure if that works. So this is something that has been discussed throughout the generations, a little bit alluded to before and afterwards. So for example, the Sefer Seder Haget, the section of Seder Haget in the Mari Mintz quotes the Mari Kalon, that she has to hold it from the two diagonal corners, and that the writing should then be visible on the outside. And in the Ramah, in the beginning of Siman Kuf Lamed Vav, he writes that the practice is that the husband folds over the get like a letter. So as we're approaching Purim, so this is a sugya in Purim, what's the difference between the Geras and a Sefer and the like? So here she should fold it over like a letter. And v'nos no la, and he gives it to her, kidei she'tuchal achzol kulo v'yada, that she should be able to hold it completely in her hands, kishenos la, when you give it to her. So the Chalkas Yoav, we mentioned before, writes that, referencing his point, that other kinyonim work for a get, so he says, that seems to me, he writes, that's the din min haTorah, that min haTorah, other kinyonim are effective for a get. But now, as far as practice is concerned, it says, by a din d'rabbanan, it says that's not going to work. That, and he quotes the language of the Gemara a little bit before we were referring to, we were talking about before, Ayin Ches and Mibbeis. The Gemara has a language, Amar Le Shmuel, Ri Shinina Atle Tavar Uvda Adamati Gita Liyada, that you have to wait till the get reaches her hand specifically. And that means, practically speaking, says the Chalkas Yoav, so yes, I was telling you that kinyanim work, but that's on a level mitamin haTorah. Midrabanan, you have to actually make sure that it physically reaches her hands. But then he goes on to say, in the Kol Makom, Ein lachush l'masha chashash Rebbe Akiva Eger. We don't have to worry as much as Rebbe Akiva Eger worried. Masha haget yotze ksas miyadah min atzad. The get's coming out a little bit from the side. The fact is, as far as Torah law is concerned, she's divorced just by picking it up. So a little detail, it's emerging a little bit, that's okay, it's protruding a little bit, but most of it has to be in her hands. So that's the Chalkas Yoav's take on the Rebbe Akiva Eger. Yaruch HaShulchan, his later code, Yaruch HaShulchan writes, his language is, I'll read you his language exactly, says, so first of all, our ancestors never worried about this. And there's no reason for this. And you're never going to find anyone who's going to get this wrong. Lomar shebekinyan yad, tzarech shekala chefsi atamin biyadah. That a normal kinyan yad, you're going to require that whatever object it is should all be concealed within the person's hand. Vein tzarech ra'yisu, guys, I don't need proof for this. Anything further? In addition to that, here's the major problem, which I think we've mentioned in the past, that yesh bazech shash hatzos laz al gitin harishonim. That here we have to worry about a concern that we find expressed many times, that we don't want to make it look like the previous gittin were no good, and that would have disastrous consequences. So to impose this stringency on the get, says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's not only that it's going to cause extra difficulty, but even if you're able to do it simply, and you say, well, what's the harm? I'll just be machmir, and I'll cover all my bases. It says, there is a harm. The harm is going to look like this is necessary, and you're going to call into question the gittin of previous generations. And that, he says, is a very significant problem. That you're going to come to erase some letters because you're folding it up so many times. then you want to make sure to give it that way. So that's not what your Sham is getting at. Ella, when it says Achi take Epi Yudata, what does that mean? Achi call a Gepi Yudata Mamish doesn't mean that it has to all be, but that should be literally in her hands, Lo Bereshus, and not just in her domain. And therefore, his conclusion is that Chalila Lahachmir, that God forbid we should be Machmir, and insist on that. Okay, so far so good. So there's a few more details to say about this. We really are at the end, but just before we mention this point, we'll just add a few more details. I know we're out of time. So just to recap those last few lines, so based on this distinction between Nisina and Kinyan, Rabbi Akiva Eiger had this huge chumrah that it has to be biyada, literally, the whole thing has to be biyada and enclosed within her hand. And the Chalkes Yoav says, no, it doesn't really mean that. And that it should be in her hands. Yes, midrabanan, it should be in her hands. Most of it should be in her hands. But that's also not a contradiction to my principle that it's about kinyanin, because kinyanin that don't involve that do work min haTorah. Midrabanan, it means this. But not as much as Rabbi Akiva Eiger said, not that it can't have anything peeking out, it just has to be mostly in her hands, and that's a din derabanan. And the Aruch HaShulchan said this whole thing is a pella, no one ever spoke about it before. And it's a classical chumrah de asi de kula that's going to cause more problems than solve. One, it can cause letters to be erased. And also the very serious consideration of hotzas laz begitten. And that's not something we at all want to bring about. And that leaves us really with one question to resolve for today, which is, who's davening on chavras? Okay, Caleb, you're lucky. Ashrei, Yeshua, Reis, Acha.